Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Eclipse watchers are anxiously awaiting the Ring of Fire eclipse when the moon will move in front of the sun on May 20th. And we're learning more about this heavenly phenomenon and where the best viewing areas in Utah will be. Seth Jarvis is joining us. He's director of the Clark Planetariums. Seth, great to have you here.
Thank you.
And if you've got questions about eclipses or other stellar events happening this year, you can give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. The annular eclipse of the sun will be visible in southern Utah again on May 20th, right before sunset. We'll have more information and links on our website, kcpw.org. Seth Jarvis, southwestern Utah, the place to be to see an annular solar eclipse. First of all, what is an annular solar eclipse?
The word annular refers to something called the annulus, which is the ring of bright sunlight. You know, we just got through having what's called the supermoon, where the full moon was a little bit bigger. The moon's orbit is slightly elliptical. Well,
it was beautiful,
right? It was just a tiny bit bigger than usual. Well, the flip side of that is that 2 weeks later, the moon is going to be naturally farther than normal from Earth, and that coincides with the time of new moon. And this time the moon moves right exactly in front of the sun. Because the moon's a little farther away, it's a little smaller, and it doesn't quite cover up the sun. So when the moon is exactly centered over the sun, a little hula hoop of sunlight is surrounding the moon, and that's the annulus, hence the term annular eclipse. Anywhere from Cedar City to St. George, Page, Arizona, Parowan Gap, Newcastle, Barrel Junction, that sort of thing. If you draw a line from Crescent City, California to Albuquerque, New Mexico, that line that you draw is the path of the annular eclipse. Anything off of that line, like us here up here in Salt Lake City, we're going to see what's called a deep partial eclipse. Here in Salt Lake, we're going to see about 85% of the sun covered up by the moon. And that's coming up in 10 days. So when you go outside and look at that waning gibbous moon right now, kind of hanging low in the west, every day for the next 10 days, the moon's going to move closer and closer to the sun until on Sunday, May 20th, the moon goes right in front of the sun, and that's going to be a spectacular event.
So the annular solar eclipse has this, well, it's kind of elliptical. How is it different from a full eclipse?
Total eclipses of the sun are when the moon is a little closer and therefore it's a little bigger in terms of its apparent diameter. And then the moon completely covers the sun. And our next opportunity for a total solar eclipse, we're very fortunate. We only have to wait 5 years. In August of 2017, a total solar eclipse is going to run just west to east across North America. And the place to be is up around Burley, Idaho, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, all across that sort of upper Midwest. And again, Salt Lake City will get a deep partial eclipse, but I plan to be in Jackson Hole that day.
Deep partial eclipse. We'll have you back in 5 years. How often does the annular solar eclipse happen?
Not real often. Our last annular eclipse visible here in Salt Lake in the western United States was 18 years ago. The next annular eclipse visible from Utah is going to be the year 2023. So it's either now or plan to be around for another several years.
Did you see the one in 1994?
I didn't. No, I've seen many partial eclipses, but in my lifetime, I have not yet gone to a total eclipse.
Okay. So what happens if you look at the eclipse with your bare eyes?
Bad things.
Directly. What happens?
There's a kind of a misconception that there's somehow that the sunlight is extra dangerous during an eclipse and people keep their kids indoors. No, the sun is the sun. It's just that during the eclipse, you're tempted to look at the sun in the ways that you normally aren't tempted to look at the sun. And that's when the damage happens. An ophthalmologist would refer to it as solar retinopathy or retinopathy. And that's burning the retinas of your eyeballs. Now, there's no nerve endings in your eyeballs. And so you don't feel pain while you're permanently damaging your vision. So we're asking people to be aware of the many ways there are to safely observe the sun. At the planetarium, we sell inexpensive, they're $1.95, solar filter glasses that you can just wear, slip them over your regular glasses. They block out all the light except just barely enough sunlight that you can see it, and that's a great way to observe it. We also sell filters for telescopes and binoculars, but if you go to the planetarium's website, there's also instructions on how you can use binoculars to project the eclipse onto a piece of paper, or the simplest thing is to make what's called a pinhole projector, where you just use a long cardboard box and a little bit of aluminum foil and a piece of typing paper and create a very simple but very effective way to project the image of the sun and the eclipse down the box, and that way everybody can watch. But the other thing I want to make sure everybody knows is that the planetarium and cooperation with the Salt Lake Astronomical Society, we're going to have our staff and the volunteers from the Astronomical Society at multiple locations around the valley. There's going to be telescopes with solar filters and staff members and volunteers to talk about the eclipse here at Library Square, down at the gateway by the fountain, up at the University of Utah at the physics building with their observatory, and we're also going to be out in Sandy at the Dimple Dell Recreation Center on 106 South. Telescopes, volunteers, binoculars, pinhole projectors, all the safe ways to look at the sun. But whatever you do, don't try and look at the sun by using multiple pair of sunglasses or rotating polarized glasses or trying to use a candle flame to build soot up on a piece of glass or any of the other gimmicks that people think works. It just doesn't work, and you won't know that you're going blind because your eyes have no pain receptors. So do it right.
Seth Jarvis, director of the Clark Planetarium. Again, the annular eclipse of the sun will be visible in southern Utah. Viewing stations for the partial eclipse will be throughout the valley, and we'll have more information on our website, kcpw.org. Also, you can visit clarkplanetarium.org for a lot more good info. So May 20th is the day. What time? How long is it going to last?
The beginning of the eclipse is about 6:20 in the afternoon, so it's quite late in the afternoon. The eclipse reaches its maximum around 7:30 p.m., and then the eclipse ends just barely before sunset. The eclipse is finished at 8:30, and the sun sets at about 8:40. So this is going to be a late afternoon eclipse.
Okay. So if you can't get south, you're going to have viewing spots in all sorts of areas.
Right. The hardcore folks are going to be down in places like St. George, Canaraville, Cedar City, that sort of thing. We just know that an awful lot of people are going to be interested in the eclipse who aren't going to travel south. And the deep partial eclipse is nonetheless really exciting to see. So we're going to be multiple places around the valley. And like you say, your website, clarkplanetarium.org, there's lots of places to learn about where to go and also how you can safely observe the eclipse.
Are you traveling south?
I'm going to be in Sandy at the Dimple Dell Rec Center with a couple of telescopes and some folks from the Salt Lake Astronomical Society. We've sold at the planetarium about 10,000 of these little cardboard glasses.
Okay, you brought one in. It kind of looks like the 3D glasses that you put on.
Well, it does, and it kind of looks a little bit like the glasses that your eye doctor gives you when you go to for an eye exam, but they're different. These glasses are so dark that you can pretty much not even see. I'm looking up here in the studio. I can barely see the filament of the bright light over my head. These are so dark, the only thing you can see is the sun through them. So don't use glasses unless they're made specifically to look at eclipses. And yeah, and they're inexpensive and you can keep them, you know, and they're not only useful for looking at eclipses, but on June 5th, just 2 weeks after this eclipse, there's another even more rare celestial event, and that's called a transit of Venus. That's when the planet Venus, you know, what's so brilliant high in the western sky these days, it also is on a rendezvous path for the sun, and you're going to see Venus in the middle of the day move in front of the sun. And so people with the proper eyewear and maybe with filters over their binoculars are going to see this nice round black ball moving in front of the sun. This happens not even once a century. The next time we're going to see one of these things here from the Western Hemisphere will be the year 2125.
Wow. So you're calling this a super rare event.
Super rare event. You've got, and it's everything has to do with being getting in front of the sun. So we're getting ready to have the annular eclipse and then the transit of Venus and then the same equipment. Put it in a shelf and store it until 2017 because you're going to really want it for the total eclipse that we're going to see then.
Transit of Venus. That sounds
so, isn't that cool?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you need a telescope for that? Or can you just
it helps.
It with your blind eye?
Venus should be just barely visible naked eye. So if you just put on the cheap our little solar filter cardboard glasses, you should be able to just see a little black dot moving across the sun. But for the best possible view, and in fact, I was just experimenting with this last night, I used my Swiss Army knife and I cut apart a pair of these glasses and used electrician's tape to tape them over the lenses of my binoculars. It works great. And then your, you know, your typical binoculars that you have in the closet, now you can use your binoculars to look at the sun. And that's a very inexpensive and effective way to get enough magnification to appreciate both the eclipse and on June 5th for the transit of Venus. That'll be pretty exciting to see.
So the transit of Venus, how long does that take? Does it take the entire night?
The transit, well, it's during the day because it's moving in front of the sun. It'll start around 4 in the afternoon, and the transit will still be in progress at sunset. So it's an hours-long phenomena. But, you know, these things happen. It's more than 100 years with these things. They come in pairs, and they're typically separated by 8 years. And then once the 8-year pair has been passed, it's more than 100 years until you get another pair.
This has been a great year for viewing the planets.
Right. Right now, overhead in the sky, I was looking last night, and there's Venus, which is really cool. And if, by the way, you have a little telescope, look at Venus right now, and it shows a crescent. It looks like a crescent moon. And that's something that Galileo observed 400 years ago to say, hey, you know what? Copernicus is right. The sun is the center, not the Earth. So Venus is brilliant right now, and a telescope will show the crescent of Venus. We've just passed what's called the opposition of Mars. That's our closest to Mars. And Mars is also high in the sky at night. And you can think about the Mars laboratory that's en route to Mars and is going to land there later this summer. And then a little bit over to the east, you also have the planet Saturn. And I was looking at Saturn through a little telescope the other night, and the rings are beautifully positioned right now. So yes, you can look at Venus, Mars, and Saturn all in the night sky right now. And the weather's nice and the skies are beautiful. So try it.
Are there any classes that people can take to learn more about what is in the heavens?
Just go to the Clark Planetarium website, and there's information about all the programs we have.
Mm-hmm. Clark Planetarium, are you involved in any sort of eclipse watching parties, other than just the
viewing
spot?
Do
you have special lectures or anything like that?
We have a program called Gateway to the Stars. If you go to the Planetarium website, it typically is on a Saturday. Look at that, and then our just regular programs, we talk about it. Right now, I recommend people just read our website because we've been blogging about it, and it's on the Planetarium Facebook page. We're all over this. The challenge is you want to individually, as a person, go to the best possible site to see this thing, and you just want it for yourself. And then I say to myself, but there's so many people that want to see this thing, and we kind of have an obligation to be here to interpret and teach the community. So the planetarium staff has sort of divided itself into the handful of people that get to just go indulge themselves down south, and the remainder of us are going to stay here. It's hard for us to field three separate locations. The folks from the Salt Lake Astronomical Society have been magnificent. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention, there's even going to be Salt Lake Astronomical Society telescope at the Costco in Murray on State Street, okay. The one at about 60th South. So we're trying to array ourselves up and down the valley because we know not everybody lives up here, you know, in the downtown Salt Lake City area. And that's why we're taking these Murray and Sandy locations also.
Okay. What keeps you so, there's just a sense of wonder in your voice, and you're so excited about these events. What is it? I mean, it's just, you're just geeking out on me, or is there some sort of visceral reaction to what you see in the skies?
If you start to pay attention to the universe, you cannot help but be gobsmacked by how completely amazing it is. And when you start to understand the geometry, the relationships, just the physical movements of things. I mean, go outside and look at the moon. Right now, it's kind of, you know, you've got this big, fat daytime moon over in the west. And say to yourself, every day for the next 10 days, it's moving closer to the sun. The heavens are alive. There's all kinds of interesting stuff. And when you start to perceive it and get what it means, you recognize that you're inside this amazing mechanism of the universe that's full of things that will just astonish you. And why deprive yourself of that sense of wonder?
Seth Jarvis, he is director of the Clark Planetarium, and they will have all sorts of activities and sites to watch the annular eclipse of the sun that will be visible in southwestern Utah primarily.
Utah, California, Nevada, New Mexico, even parts of Texas.
And that's happening on May 20th. Seth Jarvis, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And again, we'll have links on our website, kcpw.org. City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Coming up tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. We hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce.